C is for
cauliflower,
confusion, creation,
pickle, K is for
kitten,
cam,
seat, wait, fan roof, U, unbearable,
U is for underground,
oh yeah,
umbrella,
T, trite,
tremendous,
torment,
tire,
C, K,
I can't think of a U one,
T,
F is for famous,
fun, fumble, M is for Montreal.
Hello. This is a show from Radia. We are a group of stations bringing new and forgotten way of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio across Europe and beyond.
L'Institut International de Recherche sur la Radio et la Magie vous souhaite la bienvenue dans cette émission radio. Radio.
18 octobre 2020, 6h25 du matin. Anomalie dans la toile de la finance. Ça se passe en Belgique, à Liège. C'est de là que les premiers signaux de l'anomalie surviennent. Je matérialise mes atomes à Liège. Je rôde et, soudain, je vois la tour des finances transformée en home. La tour des finances ne tourne plus. Des vieux se sont glissés dans ses rouages. Ces vieux sont comme des grains de sable. Ils grippent la machine. La tour des finances, ce n'est pas tout. Il y a l'argent aussi. Les coffres des banques et des hedge funds. L'argent est passé sous le contrôle des infirmières et des aides-soignantes. Les infirmières de la maison de retraite géante ont expulsé les banquiers. Elles ont pris possession des lieux. Elles sont maintenant à la tête d'une fortune de 37,5 milliards d'euros. Fortune immense avec laquelle elles comptent mettre en œuvre leur projet politique révolutionnaire. Que tous les vieux et que toutes les vieilles soit traité convenablement. Liège, 18 octobre 2020. Anomalie dans la toile de la finance.
Entité A.
Au siège, attend votre signal pour procéder à l'audit.
Entité A.
Au siège, signal bien reçu, l'audit commence.
Over.
Je suis l'entité A. Je suis l'auditrice extra-humaine des situations spéciales de la toile de la finance. De mission en mission, je transfère mes atomes dans l'espace financiarisé et j'inspecte les anomalies. Je les audite, je les comprends, je les résous. Épicentre de l'anomalie, ex-Décathlon rue Ferronstré, 18 octobre 6h37 du matin. On se croirait au lendemain d'une fête ou dans une manifestation. Selon toute vraisemblance, un rassemblement non autorisé de nature encore inconnue. Beaucoup de monde s'est réuni hier. Mes capteurs décèlent des marqueurs de présence humaine. Ça sent l'humain dans tous les coins. Ça sent aussi le plastique, les baskets fabriquées en Chine, le coton chimique et les phéromones. Beaucoup de phéromones. Beaucoup de phéromones de libération. Il s'agit d'une grande salle. J'ai de la chance. Rien n'a été démonté. Des détritus jonchent le sol, des gamelles et des casseroles de toutes tailles, des instruments de cuisine potentiels, des instruments de musique potentiels, des instruments de contestation potentiels, des feuilles imprimées du genre journal, des pancartes imprimées, des cendres et des poudres suspectes. Mes capteurs y décèlent de puissantes ondes au profil inconnu. C'est le siège de l'anomalie. Je descends quelques marches et j'entre dans la fosse. octobre, 6h56 du matin, mes antennes répercutent les événements de la matinée. J'apprends qu'à Bruxelles, rue du Trône, l'FPIA, aussi appelée European Federation of Pharmaceutical Industries Association, aussi appelée bras armé de Big Pharma, aussi appelée lobby pharmaceutique, est maintenant occupée par un centre d'accueil pour réfugiés. Le bâtiment anonyme aux pierres grises, aux fenêtres grises, aux lobbyistes gris, au milieu d'armoires pleines de notes, visant à transformer les corps en marchandises, se trouvent des hommes et des femmes qui s'organisent pour obtenir leur régularisation. De leur côté, mes capteurs m'informent que les lobbyistes ont quitté les lieux. Ils sont partis tôt ce matin. Cravates nouées au front comme des guérilleros, les voilà qui lancent l'assaut contre la commission, rond-point Schumann. Armés de leurs costumes et d'arguments spécieux, ils entourent le Berlaymont et réclament avec intransigeance une renégociation de la Convention de Dublin, qui organise l'errance des sans-papiers dans toute l'Europe, de micro-jobs Deliveroo en chantiers payés au noir. L'anomalie se propage sur la toile de la finance. Il reste un cercle tracé au sol. Je m'approche du cercle tracé au sol. C'est un tracé résiduel. Une ruine de l'anomalie. Je pose ma main extra-humaine sur le cercle, ramasse un peu du cercle sur mon doigt extra-humain, le porte à ma bouche extra-humaine, à ma langue extra-humaine. Verdict de mes papilles extra-humaines, un composé d'anions et de cations formant un produit neutre sans charge nette. Na plus plus Cl moins, chlorure de sodium, autrement dit du sel. Premier indice, un cercle de sel tracé au sol. J'ai déjà vu des cercles de sel tracés au sol. Fait inquiétant, dans 92% des cas, les cercles de sel étaient impliqués dans des anomalies de niveau 3. Au centre du cercle, une tour se dresse. C'est une petite tour. Par les standards de la toile de la finance, elle ne fait pas 147 mètres de haut, n'est pas en verre et en acier. La tour est couverte d'écrans noirs, envahie de courbes statistiques et de chiffres. On lit « Screening offshore », on lit « CAC 40 », moins 2,8%. On lit « FTSE 250, moins 0,6%. On lit Alpha 12,5%. Gamma, moins 0,5%. On lit Total AA+. Cette tour est étrangement familière pour qui fréquente la toile. étrangement familière et pourtant ce n'est pas une des nôtres. Elle n'est pas sur la carte officielle de la toile de la finance. Ses connexions Bloomberg sont factices. Ses connexions à l'Euronext sont factices. Cette tour est factice. Tout est factice. Sur la toile de la finance, les anomalies sont de trois types. Premier type, il y a les grèves, les élections, les manifestations, les mouvements de révolte. Deuxième type, il y a les catastrophes naturelles. Et enfin, il y a les anomalies du troisième type. Anomalies surnaturelles, anomalies anormales, anomalies sorcières. Ces anomalies-là sont les plus dangereuses. Entité A au siège. Entité A au siège. J'ai tout lieu de croire, au vu des cercles de chlorure de sodium tracés au sol, ainsi que des instruments de musique éparses et rudimentaires retrouvés dans les décombres, qu'il s'agit d'une anomalie de plus haut niveau. Je répète qu'il s'agit d'une anomalie de type 3. Je répète, une anomalie de type 3. Je commence à comprendre que tout est factice. Quand mes capteurs tombent sur le bandeau, au sommet de la tour, en lettres capitales blanches sur fond noir, rituel de désenvoûtement de la finance.
Rituel de désenvoûtement de la finance.
Rituel de désenvoûtement de la finance.
La finance est partout. Elle donne un prix aux céréales qui assure la base de notre alimentation, aux matières premières, bois, métaux, minerais, qui constituent les objets dont nous faisons usage chaque jour. Elle façonne le choix des énergies que nous utilisons. Elle détermine notre façon d'envisager et d'accéder à ce besoin fondamental qu'est la santé et l'habitat. Chacun, chacune de nous est intimement liée à elle. Nous l'emportons quotidiennement avec nous. La finance se glisse jusque dans les interstices de notre portefeuille, se loge au fond de notre sac à main, dans la poche arrière de notre jean ou la poche intérieure de notre veste. Notre carte bancaire, ce bout de plastique que nous gardons près de nous tel un gris-gris, est notre point de contact le plus commun avec la finance. La finance est partout et l'argent déborde. Les milliards et milliers de milliards et millions de milliards des banques, des sociétés d'assurance, des fonds de pension, des hedge funds, des fortunes démesurées et des dettes abyssales nous sifflent aux oreilles à l'écoute des nouvelles, à la lecture des journaux. Ils nous impressionnent, mais souvent nous ne les entendons plus, occupés que nous sommes à nous débattre avec quelques dizaines, quelques centaines, quelques milliers peut-être. Peut-être ces milliards nous empêchent-ils aussi, par leur présence, leur pouvoir, leurs injonctions et leur insistance étouffante de penser et d'agir autrement. Dépasser cet état d'empêchement, de contention, d'étouffement requiert de briser quelque chose qui est de l'ordre de l'envoûtement, de l'impuissance sidérée. C'est l'objectif des rituels de désenvoûtement de la finance. Le temps est venu de rendre visibles les spectres des réseaux d'influence. Le temps est venu de décortiquer les rouages de l'économie et de la finance. Le temps est venu de mettre nos mains dans le cambouis. Dans un contexte de crise économique et financière à répétition aux effets délétères, nous soutenons qu'il est urgent de se réapproprier le fonctionnement de la société dans laquelle nous vivons et d'en maîtriser les enjeux. Laisser les questions économiques et financières dans les seules mains des experts n'est plus envisageable. Désorcelons la finance pour nous sortir de l'immobilisme. Désorcelons la finance pour nous remettre en mouvement. Nous donner de la force. De la force pour ouvrir un accès vers d'autres modèles de répartition des richesses. De la force pour ouvrir un accès vers d'autres modèles de répartition des richesses. De la force pour créer de nouvelles formes de production et de création. De la force pour faire émerger d'autres solutions. De la force pour libérer notre imagination.
Je sens quelque chose. Je sens une souffrance par là, vers les sièges de l'audience. Une odeur de poche et de cartes magnétiques. De cartes magnétiques dans des poches. Des cartes magnétiques ont souffert le 17 octobre au soir. Des cartes magnétiques ont été mises à contribution pour ce rituel. Je sens la souffrance des cartes bancaires. Carte bancaire. La carte bancaire entre en contact avec le terminal bancaire. Boum ! Un signal électromagnétique quitte le terminal bancaire, encrypté en SSL36. Cryptage le plus solide du monde. Un signal électromagnétique plus résistant qu'un coffre-fort traverse les corps et les parois, se glisse dans la carcasse de la borne Wi-Fi la plus proche qui le répercute dans des câbles sous forme de signaux lumineux qui traversent la Belgique, la Baltique, les Pays-Bas, la Manche, sous l'océan à travers le câble sub-atlantique Apollo North. Le signal de la carte bancaire traverse les solitudes glacées de la fosse de Milwaukee à 8950 mètres de profondeur. La température atteint les moins 40 degrés. La pression, 7448 000 kilopascals, plus solide qu'un coffre-fort. Le signal franchit la dorsale médio-atlantique. Il se propage à 343 000 km par seconde, remonte à la surface, fait irruption dans le data center Mastercard, Visa, Amex. Des milliards de signaux bancaires arrivent en même temps, se déversent dans le hardware, l'architecture logicielle, les systèmes informatiques, le signal se décrypte. Un algorithme est activé, l'algorithme dit quelque chose, l'algorithme parle à Swift. L'algorithme parle à la finance. Et soudain, le signal repart dans l'autre sens. Boum ! Des cartes bancaires ont souffert hier soir. Ça pue la carte bancaire qui souffre. Les cartes bancaires sont solides, comme des coffres-forts. Mais les cartes bancaires ont un point faible. Elles ont un nom de code. Un nom de code en quatre chiffres. Les cartes bancaires ont un point faible qui est leur nom de code en quatre chiffres. Leur code secret. Il va falloir passer à un degré supérieur dans mon audit, faire appel à toutes les mémoires de la toile. J'invoque la data et ses données de surveillance omniscientes. Je revois le passé. J'y suis. Le 17 octobre à 19h17, les cartes bancaires sont encore indemnes, mais plus pour longtemps. La data me transporte à l'instant d'avant leur supplice. Je vois des désorceleuses et leurs oreilles tendues. Les désorceleuses passent dans les rangs. Les désorceleuses approchent leurs oreilles des bouches des corps. Je vois les bouches des corps se tendre, les corps des hôtes se crisper. La carte bancaire ne se laisse pas invoquer par une puissance hostile. Les lèvres se contractent, les regards fuient. Les cordes vocales s'embrouillent comme des pianos désaccordés.
Faisons prendre l'air à nos cartes bancaires. Levons-nous, levons-nous, levons-nous et brandissons notre carte bancaire. Faites-vous confiance à votre voisine de droite. Faites-vous confiance à votre voisin de gauche. Avons-nous confiance en notre banquier, notre banquière? Et maintenant, tenons-nous par la carte bancaire. Allez, on se tient par la carte bancaire, les uns les autres. On utilise les deux mains pour former le cercle. Voilà, magnifique. Imaginez, imaginez. On ouvre un compte commun.
Je vois des désorceleuses tenaces réclamer un numéro, insister auprès du corps qui veut se libérer de l'influence de la carte. La chair est faible.
Et maintenant, nous allons débiter notre code tous ensemble, chiffre après chiffre. 4, 5, 8, 2, 4, 5, 8, 2, 4, 5, 8, 2, allez, 4, 5, 8, 2, 4, 5, 8, 2, 4, 5, 8, 2.
Je vois des cartes bancaires qui cèdent, lâchées par leur corps. Une bouche murmure un numéro. J'entends une bouche dire 4, 5, 8, 2, boum!
Vos cartes bancaires sont maintenant désenvoûtées.
Flash lumineux, un corps se redresse, les cartes bancaires crèvent, crèvent.
Désenvoûtement du marché de la santé.
Les marchés sont volatiles, les rendements sont incertains.
Face aux indicateurs économiques désastreux, les États se préparent à livrer bataille.
Oui, incroyable chiffre en effet.
Des perspectives s'ouvrent pour ce secteur de la santé.
On est rentré dans de nouveaux paradigmes économiques.
Avant la crise du Covid-19, on avait identifié l'investissement dans la santé comme étant ce qu'on appelle une méga tendance importante.
Notre rôle, c'est de chercher en fait des domaines dans lesquels on peut espérer des valorisations à long terme.
Liées notamment aux enjeux de démographie.
Alors déjà, on peut peut-être parler des performances.
Ce qu'on appelle une méga tendance importante.
Des perspectives s'ouvrent pour ce secteur de la santé.
L'indice est passé de 51 en février à 30 en mars.
On considère qu'aujourd'hui, il y a un potentiel de valorisation à long terme attractif. En ce qui concerne la santé, le vieillissement de la population et ce qui est lié également au secteur de la pharmacie.
Ce qu'on appelle une méga tendance importante.
Il y a un potentiel de valorisation à long terme attractif.
L'indice santé monde prend 260%.
Ah. Investir sur la santé, c'est pas une opportunité, c'est plutôt une vision long terme qu'on a.
Alors déjà, on peut peut-être parler des performances. Hein.
Ça, c'est une évidence.
Ça montre bien l'intérêt d'intégrer au sein des portefeuilles de la santé de manière long terme. Franchement, il y a vraiment de quoi aller faire de la performance dans la durée.
Aux États-Unis, les dépenses en médicaments ont augmenté de 8,5% en 2015 par rapport à 2014, plus 8,5% sur un an à peine.
La toile de la finance repose sur des envoûtements qui transforment le monde en marchandises échangeables via des terminaux Bloomberg. Des envoûtements qui visent à transformer le monde. J'entends par là les molécules des corps, les plantes des forêts, les remèdes de grand-mère, les hormones du cerveau qui visent à transformer le bonheur des gens et la santé des corps en marchandises et les marchandises en profits détenus par les sorciers de la finance que sont les traders, les gérants de hedge funds, les banquiers, les macroéconomistes, les envoûtements de la finance mettent en branle un tas de mécanismes. Un exemple, il suffit qu'un macroéconomiste dise 3% et des hôpitaux ferment à l'autre bout de l'Europe, qu'une agence de crédit dise A-, avec perspective négative sur la dette souveraine, et les portions de purée des vieux dans les hommes sont réduites, qu'un banquier dise « je vends » et les infirmières voient leur salaire gelé. Et c'est un État qui s'endette. 17 octobre, 19h25. Je perçois des symptômes de révolte dans cette salle. Banderoles accrochées sur les nadars. Pancartes brandies par des manifestants. Je lis « Le capital a tué l'hôpital. Pas de profit sur nos vies. Du fric pour la santé publique. » Je perçois que certaines désorceleuses s'apprêtent à faire entorse. Je perçois que des humains risquent la paralysie s'ils persévèrent. La fracture est proche, elles vont couper le pubis. Elles annoncent la nécrose imminente du capital. Tueur dans la finance. La pilule ne va plus passer. Je perçois quelque chose que je ne devrais pas percevoir. Une ambulation. Une main brandit un scalpel. Je perçois une ablation. Entité A. Au siège. Le fil a été sectionné. Je répète. Section du fil. De la toile de la finance.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We are a group of stations bringing new and forgotten way of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio across Europe and beyond.
To stream or not to stream, that is the question. From platforming hate speech to unbelievably low royalty rates for artists, how can we as music fans ethically consume music online? Yes, radio stations such as CJLO are indeed an ethical source for music consumption, but what are the larger forces at play? What role do major labels have in this current climate? And what realistically can listeners do to ensure that the musicians they love can sustain long and meaningful careers? To find out, please join CJLO 1690 AM, CKUT 90.3 FM, and various members of the Canadian music industry for a wide-ranging and important conversation regarding the ethics of streaming on Thursday, April 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern. For more details on how to attend, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CJLO 1690 AM.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips I took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played CKUT in 90.3.
Then what happened?
I saw God.
You I've saw done God. That. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, we did, Bob.
And on the seventh day, the Lord said,
"Let there be CKUT."
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Act 1. A sculpture that once yet made.
Separated from the mountain wall by the precise application of a diamond tooth saw blade, more years ago than I can remember, I journeyed by water and wheels to this place of waiting. Here, ever since, I have languished in a wooden crate, stifled by humidity and darkness on a cushion of my own dust. And while my fabric does not perish or putrefy with age, the spirit aches and grows ever more weary, awaiting my maker, longing to take a form that has been designed to quicken the hearts, intrigue the minds, and fire the passions of a public I know I'm destined to meet. Selected from among the finest of the blue-veined Tuscan marbles, faultless and without fissure, I was identified at the beginning of time as clearly possessing all the qualities required to take on a substantial public role. And I did not come cheap. Over and again, in ceaseless rehearsal, I daydream the joys and challenges of coming to terms with a new condition, a reclining female nude, installed in a sculpture park, perhaps, where young fellows gaze at my pert breasts, an eccentric elderly gentleman occasionally pass a sticky palm over my thighs, a leaping dolphin with a water spout, and coy carp encircling my base plate, maybe. The centrepiece of a fountain in a sleepy town piazza or the walled garden of an English stately home. A spell as an occasional table in a New York white cube, possibly, strewn with rose petals and surveyed daily by members of the international elite seeking new investment opportunities. I ready myself to play any part required of me, but so far, nothing.
In this inactive state, I ponder my fate. I consider what my surroundings were before I was plucked from the mountainside. I compare the light of day, the wear of the wind and sun against my skin, and now I think to the darkness that surrounds me. Stationary, I have remained for so long. I do not know how much time has passed. I am trapped inside this box. Darkness prevails. I think of my maker, the untapped potential waiting to be unleashed upon me, carving, chiseling, engraving, sanding, polishing, refining. With each chip away, my true form is closer to being realized. What is impressed upon me becomes my forever form. History is etched into my surface. Yet I am so far untouched, so far unloved, waiting for my partner to release me from the prison of stagnation. Do they ever think of me, lust over my potential, dream of what journey we could embark on together, or am I forgotten? I ponder how I could get myself noticed. If only I could move, shift my weight, block their path, so they simply have to notice me. Yet, here I wait. I stand, I wait, I listen, but wait, a careful tread upon floorboards, a breath cutting through the silence, a sudden interjection of light, drawing a pathway through the crate onto my surface, dust flecks animated with activity as they erupt from beneath me. My maker is here.
Prevaricating, pacing about, and generally avoiding the thing that quite obviously needs to be done. Why all the time wasting? Why the prevarication, avoidance, and time wasting? Why the putting off for another time the stuff that, the work stuff that once it was started would be so easy, so obvious and easy? Too obvious and easy. Now they've got me at it, doubting myself. Yet somehow, though not yet made, I already exist. Formless, existing, waiting. A compromised thing. A doubting, formless, easy thing. A complicated, restless, difficult thing.
Oh, human! Know yourself and your mortality. You prevaricate, yet you yearn for clarity. Remember, purpose is elemental, but you are lost, so lost. Your efforts continue into eternity as you search and search and search for meaning. As you, I am formless and unformed. I too exist within this flux. I am as you are. Calm your restless mind. Let your senses play. Your efforts continue into eternity and you search and search and search for meaning. But you will see that my materiality is your materiality.
Human, I search and search and search until searching is feeling, seeing, knowing.
A tendril of me laying in your path is how I will draw you to me. Ever curious, you will follow this slimmest of threads until the whole of me has weaved its way through your body to occupy all of your mind. As my tool, you will work, you will build me from the supple edges of my hidden core to the varied surface of my beautiful presence. You will work me into a beautiful presence, or, but when the last of me trickles from your fingers, or, such a beautiful presence. I will need you no more. You will wonder where I came from. You will wonder how to find others like me. You will have to wait until one of us wants to be found.
Oh, hey, nice to see you. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Wine? Lovely, thanks. I always seem to see you at one of these things. Yes, I arrive early and loiter near the door. Best way to be seen and not have to stay for the whole thing. Better than the usual rock cut. So how are you? Oh, not too bad, thanks. Hard at it in the studio these days. It's nice to get out. What do you think of today's offerings? Oh, it's all rather bland. Shall we? All right, but I've done this room. The garden, then. If I can prise you away from your vantage point. See and be seen. Lead the way. Milo says hi, by the way. He'll be back next week. Oh, yes. Well, say hi back when you see him. He says the food there is wonderful. They're really looking after him. Who knew? Tyrolean food. Oh, look, let's sit. Do you mind if we join you? No, not at all, please. So, yes. So this is it. What do you think of it? I'm not going to say, but I think it belongs in Middelheim. Really? Why Middelheim? That's where sculptures go to die, isn't it? Oh, loose. If you mean it's alive, you're not wrong. Sorry? If you mean it's alive, it is. Yes, it captures a certain movement. I don't think you understand. Now that it's finished, I'm no longer a part of it. You're the artist? I used to be. I don't understand. I do. Now I'm its cast-off. How can you stand it? I still don't understand. To tell you the truth, I can't bear it. When it was with me, when it had me, I knew what to do. I was channeling. Now there's only me left. I'm left to myself, and it's nothing to do with me, nothing at all. Imposter syndrome. Come on, let's go. Just don't tell him he's a vessel.
Act two, the making.
I am the riddle of a thing. Let me tell you the role I play. I'm not the beginning. Oh, no. I'm not the end. Oh, no, 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 never the end. Let us make play with my role thus. What is formed and unformed? What is the thing and not the thing? What is the question and the answer? What is in the depth of minds and in the depths of the earth? What is in the essence of the surface crust? Spin, spin, how I make you spin until the dizzy words break ranks to configure clouds of vitality. Dance with me, take the mantle, human. Be the clown, the jester, and process with the riddle.
This room used to be a bedroom, but apparently I'm an artist's studio now. The artist comes in here sometimes, and as far as I can tell, does a whole lot of nothing for hours at a time, then leaves, looking confused. It could be quiet in here for days at a time. Sometimes the clown prances about the room, does a bit of this or that, makes a complete mess of the place, then leaves, looking confused. I don't really understand any of it. I miss being a bedroom. Everything was so cosy and tidy back then.
A single photon blinks into existence, a mote. Somewhere, a massless energy, and is extinguished immediately as it is absorbed into her retina. The starting point of this energy was not observed, and for the photon, this journey is instant and really does not exist. No time has passed for this thing that travelled and took up a brief residency here. This accident drove the beginnings of a process that would create nothing of importance. Something else observed this whole process again and again, pondering its meaning. This other thing wondered how one photon could make such an impact, and then continued observing the room, stopping only to swallow whole seas of these photons like a galactic cetacean. In this rather mundane space, in the back end of nowhere, something has begun, and suddenly the photon is a part of a something. Consciousness flashes, and then darkness. Her eyes have received unimaginable numbers of photons over a lifetime, whilst moving through time and space. Of the narrow section of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is detectable, more exists than is seen, and so much of what is actually present is hidden from view. This room is a capturing device for her to make this tiny particle into her dreams. This particular photon, at this precise time, enabled a view of the Russian court. The Tsar was holding a military feast where nappy-wearing men fell drunkenly off their sleeping platforms. I.e., not everyone's dreams are useful for artistic purposes, and not every photon has a noble ending.
That familiar pattern of friction ridges on my neck tells me I'm in the grasp of Mother's hand, and she is fizzing with anticipation. It's been a while, but today we're going to get down to work. Oh yes, I definitely see it as a collaboration. Well, it's true that she initiates, but I translate. In point of fact, I tend to do a great deal of the heavy lifting for most of our projects. Yes, absolutely. It couldn't happen without me. Pardon? Sorry, did you say switch to an electric version? Mother? Oh no. Mother is hands-on, very haptic. Electric's out of the question. She would never. No, I'm certain. I'm the tool. I am the tool.
I chip and I chisel. I nudge and conduce. I transmit in both directions. And I am, after all, made from the finest workmanship myself. Not to blow my own horn, but only the best will do for Mother Orlando. Of all my series in the leather pouch, I am the tool, the most chosen, the most revered. Yes, they say there's no hierarchy amongst tools in the pouch, but oh yes, let me tell you, I am the most respected, the tool amongst tools, and my place is richly deserved, even though I do say so myself. No, 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 I'll never be replaced. I'm kept in such good nick. An artist knows their own tools, takes care of us, and of me in particular. I was so expensive all those years ago, and, well, now I'm irreplaceable. Do you know, I think they should crown me. I used to have a little crown printed on my neck before you swore it away. I see you nodding. Yes, I am such a tool, such a tool. Such a tool as you would not believe. I know the highways and byways of my craft. I put the art into heart. And I think I feel a song coming on. Oh, no, I've come over rather queer all of a sudden. What did you mean when you said haptic technologies? And while we're at it, to hell with 3D printing is what I say. A great tool will never be obsolete. I am the very definition of a tool. A tool I am. And a tooled up mother of a sculptor is hard to beat. I don't believe these new fads will last. I mean, I have so many Earth under my belt. No, 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 you can keep your haptic technologies. I will prevail. I mean, it's absurd. You need a plug for a start. Or write a battery pack. It's also repugnant. A tool such as I remains above such dalliances and remains with their essential nature, the essence of being a tool of greatness in some mother's hand. I live with the frisson of, well, my very tooliness, the poetry of the tool that I am. I mean, I sing in their hands. I've had enough of you. Go. Depart this studio and leave us to the sacred work we here pursue. Of course, we could hardly be understood by an amateur. A small bird who has been on the windowsill for quite some time begins to sing. Come sunshine, come pine, come freshly cut grass, come blooms, come ants and fresh bolting mint. Let the sunshine into your heart-darkened life. Reflect us, dream us, bring us into being. As you view your rot splinters into life vociferous, we are all one and this life beguiles us. Let a leaf inspire us, float rose petals on water. We are all here with you. Let us not be forgotten. As the seasons wax and wane, show us our perennial, our ever-changing permanence. Let us see our own deeper selves in the rock that you hew. We are all with you. Be with us, won't you? Let your love cast a shadow, your touch smooth and rough. Let the life emerge with you and colour our days. Let our sight lay upon the invisible made visible. By your hand, by your embrace, my song brings us all into your dark studio world. Come sunshine, come moonshine, come star-studded sky. Let mother reflect us in the blink of her eye. Look outside the darkness of your four studio walls. Sing with us, sing, sing. Let us all in. We know what you are doing. Let us, not they, be your inspiration. My tweet is my battle cry for your soul. For your soul. For your soul.
In progress is release. Reward. Relief and elation. Joy erupts, stimulating all senses. Excitement as new ideas ignite yet more. The maker will purr with pleasure and motivation. Vindicated, validated, and verified. This is why they are here.
Act 3, the viewing.
That, quite frankly, would have made an exquisite vanity unit in the master bedroom suite. Please don't say that I've missed the point, darling.
Gallery log. Gallery log number 5. Date.
29, 10, 21.
Are all artworks present?
Yes.
Are any artworks shown any signs of interference or damage?
No.
Please report any signs of damage to the duty manager immediately. If so, please record details here.
Although there is no damage, the new addition is really causing quite the stir. So many are desperate to see it. The plinth is being bashed every day by numerous pushchairs and dragging feet. This work has a particularly inviting surface. Everyone is drawn in and immediately wants to touch it, soon becoming annoyed that they can't quite capture the qualities on camera.
Please record any frequently asked questions from visitors. We will use this information to update visitor FAQ guides.
This new work really has caused a stir, as expected. I hated it. We all did. First, it was an imposter, invading the perfectly presented works on the wall and taking up so much space, causing a bottleneck. Everyone is so desperate to see it and take perfectly curated photos for Instagram before forgetting it. It has taken me a while to get used to this new presence, but after a while I find myself softening to it. I spend a lot of time here, and each day the textured surface and intricate details present a new feast for the eyes. Colours, shapes and textures changing with each minute of the sun's passing. I believe that the work and I are now friends, and although the artist has long since passed, I feel an affinity with them. I probably spend as much time looking at the work as they did making it. As always, you get the ridiculous questions from visitors. Who made that? What's it made of? What's the title? Look no further than the caption on the wall, my dear visitor. The finest quality vinyl text that could be considered as much of an artwork as the artworks by some curators. Then we move up the chain to perhaps the more investigative queries. How much is that worth then? As if they would ever tell me such a thing. Or why do you suppose they made this then? Well, they are no longer around, so we cannot be sure. Of course, this is only my opinion, but I believe that... Oh, never mind. And then, of course, the classic. My five-year-old could have done that. I highly doubt that on this occasion. But even if they could, the point is that they didn't. Welcome to the art world. If it made any sense, you'd be missing the point. And yes, it does come on a tea towel.
For internal use only.
Noah glanced through the window as he passed by. In a hurry he was, but stopped just past the gallery and retraced his steps back to the window. Surely not. There was Miranda, glass in hand, regaling a small crowd of worshippers. She took a drink and turned away, smiling, and their eyes locked. He on the outside as dusk was falling, she on the inside bathed in warm light. They remained in suspension for a long while. The street lamps came on, yet Noah was still somehow shrouded in the mists of another time, another place, another world. Miranda approached the window through the mingling crowd and stopped a few feet away from the plate glass, both Noah and her reflected self in view. Now this was a private view. Yes, it was definitely Noah, but here, in an urban landscape, what was he even doing in the country? She stepped forward and reached out her palm to touch the window. He responded in kind. Again, that suspension of time, and the silences that Miranda only knew of on the wild western shores of Ireland, where time was on another reel. Eventually, she smiled, and the elastic of time snapped back. She pointed to her right, his left. The door. Would she go out to him or he come into her? They met under the lintel, still worlds apart. How did he carry silences with him to this foreign land? She dithered for a moment. Would she enter Noah time now? Or drag him indoors under the lights to participate in urban English time? Her time. This time he was here on her turf. Noah. Noah. Come in. He smiled and stepped over the threshold, shimmering slightly as he passed under the lintel of Portland stone into the light. A pause. Nate's dead, he said. She understood now. He was here to see the lawyer. As Nate's nephew, he would inherit the farm, the house and small holding. Let me get you a drink. Come into the warm. He nodded and followed her around the sculpture in the middle of the floor to the table. He accepted a white wine from the young gallery assistant. Then they stood side by side in companionable silence while watching the two giant wolfhounds delicately pick their way through the assembled people, making their way forward around the sculpture to sit entwined in front of Noah and Miranda. The wake is on Saturday. Come with me, said Noah, turning to her. In her mind's eye, as she gazed upon the sculpture, Miranda was suddenly transported through the hole in the sculpture to a vision of her future. Stone and light, silence and warmth, she raised her paddle and put in a bid.
Suspension is in time and space, but what suspense, what time, what space? Hearts pound in fear, each beat to say, I am the only stranger here. Then like for like, as in a trance, the strangers gather, moving forward all together, becoming one as wise curator. As one, they march to agitate the toxic mix of marketing and price.
While they pontificate, I search desperately for reason in price tags and delve deep to find sense in pieces where skills and sensibility seem as absent as the space itself. And yet I find no answers. And still the red dots pile up whilst my lonely heart hangs bloody on the wall for all to see and none to own.
Characters. The curator. Her. The artist. Picture. A photograph. Her.
I wish for things I have made. I wish that they will show you as yourself, as some kind of shade of what you were, are. Hanging on a wall, asking them to know you, as it is you I am now selling. My memories of you and the days we spent, the clothes you wore, the look of you. I seem to keep making you over and over, not quite, but enough of a likeness to throw out into the stream. I read Pet Sematary once. This somehow smacks of it.
The curator enters the room from stage left, arms stretched out in front, palm to the wall, following his outstretched fingers as Her speaks. Her is deep in thought as she begins to narrate the scene with a look of disdain.
He enters the room slowly, fingers first, pushing around the curve of the wall, an insidious creeping, brushing the white surface slowly. Only as he inches further does his presence become more noticeable, as he filled the room with himself. The room became so full of his pointed shards that nothing else would fit.
Her now enters the empty room. Picture.
How'd you like me centre stage?
Her.
You'd be better in the corner, through there, gestures to the back room, in the dark.
Time passes, and we are now in her bedroom. On Monday morning, the light was like gruel, barely illuminating her face in the glass. She pushed the thick black hair into her mouth in large hanks until it gagged her. It looked as though it had grown there across her face. It felt warm, unwashed, and dirty on her cheek, and smelled of the bed.
She walked around like this for years, until she dragged out the matted, thorny mass, choking and vomiting her way to freedom. By then, she wore a floral dress and kept her mouth closed.
The gloomy curator, sinister, watching. The curved gallery walls tolerated the unwelcome touch of his shadow as he scanned the show with disdain. The photographer artist person wasn't happy at all. With her work, with the lighting, with the curator, they weren't talking. As she left for home, the air in the gallery sighed. These arty types, the gleaming floors reflected. Are a type? Questioned the artist's statement. People, warned the security sensor, are difficult and heavy, joked the designer leather sofa. Time to go home, concluded the gloomy curator.
Well, Rory, this one quite simply has nailed it. Wouldn't you agree?
End of transmission. Radia.fm. Over and out.
Data, our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T.
We are not on Facebook.
Sécurité, les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.
Ring, 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 CKUT.
Yeah.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding, CKUT 90.3. Take it from me, it's the best, beats the rest, 90.3 CKUT.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual-language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at